Text 37, page 290. Om Namaha Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya. Aniruddhaya. Sankarsanaya. Namaha. Cha. Om namo Bhagavate Tubhyam. Vasudevaya Dhimahi. Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha Om namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha. Om namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namak Sankarsanaya Cha. Om, the sign of chanting, the transcendental glory of the Lord. Namaha, offering obeisances unto the Lord. Bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead. Tubhyam, unto you. Vasudevaya, unto the Lord, the son of Vasudev. Dhimahi, let us chant. Pradyumnaya, Aniruddhaya, and Sankarsanaya. All planar expansions of Vasudev. Namaha. Respectful obeisances. Cha. And. Translation. Let us all chant the glories of Vasudev along with his planar expansions Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarsana.
Purport. According to Pancharatra, Narayana is the primeval cause of all expansions of Godhead. These are Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Vasudeva and Sankarsana are on the middle left and right. Pradyumna is on the right of Sankarsana and Aniruddha is on the left of Vasudeva. And thus the four deities are situated. They are known as the four
aides de camp.
indicates the calm of Lord Sri Krishna. This is a Vedic hymn or mantra beginning with Omkara Pranava, and thus the mantra is established by a transcendental chanting process, namely Om Namo Dhimahi, etc. The purport is that any transaction, either in the field of fruitive work or in empiric philosophy, which is not ultimately aimed at transcendental realization of the Supreme Lord, is considered to be useless. Naradaji has therefore explained the nature of unalloyed devotional service by his personal experience in the development of intimacy between the Lord and the living entity by a gradual process of progressive devotional activities. Such a progressive march of transcendental devotion for the Lord culminates in the attainment of loving service of the Lord, which is called prema, in different transcendental variegatedness called rasas, tastes. Such devotional service is also executed in mixed forms, namely mixed with fruitive work or empiric philosophical speculations. Now the question which was raised by the great rishis, headed by Shaunaka, regarding the confidential part of Sutta's achievement to the spiritual master, is explained herein by the chanting of this hymn consisting of 33 letters. And this mantra is addressed to the four deities of the Lord with his plenary expansions. The central figure is Lord Sri Krishna, because the plenary portions are his aides de camp. The most confidential part of the instruction is that one should always chant and remember the glories of the Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with his different plenary portions expanded as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. These expansions are the original deities for all other truths, namely either Vishnu Tattva or Shakti Tattvas.
Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Tamaksankarsanaya Cha. Well, this quadruple expansion of the Lord is called Chaturvyuha, and there are expansions of the expansion of Lord Krishna. Aide-de-camp means they're his, you could say, like his assistants. Although, in one sense, they're not different than the Lord, because he expands himself. Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam adhyam purana purusham navajovanamcha. The Lord is Advaita, there's no duality, so there's no difference, it's all one. But at the same time, he appears in unlimited forms. Dvaitam, Achutam, Anadi, Anantarupam, unlimited forms. So these are four of the major forms. It says here that Narayan is the primeval cause of all expansions of Godhead. Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. They have four hands, these four expansions. Each of them carries four objects, the lotus and the conch shell, especially for the devotees, to give them pleasure. The lotus flower is, of course, very fragrant and indicates peace and tranquility and is very beautiful to see. So Krishna or Vishnu offers the lotus flower to the devotees, and the conch shell is for driving away all inauspiciousness, the sound of the conch shell, and also he offers Sometimes he touches the conch shell to the head of the devotees as a type of benediction. And the other two arms are holding the club for smashing, and the wheel or Sudarshan disc, Kumariki, is the club, Gada, and Sudarshan Chakra, also for annihilating the miscreants. So in this way, Lord Vishnu is, there's no difference between Narayan or Vishnu and Krishna. All the expansions are simultaneously one and different. One, primarily, because they're in the Vishnu Tattva category. That means that they are in the platform of God. There are other expansions of the Lord, the living entities, Amai Vangso, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. They're also expansions of the Lord, but not on the same level, not on the Vishnu Tattva. They're in the Jiva Tattva category. And that means that they do not have the same power or freedom as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see that the living entities are subject to be covered by the illusory energy, whereas the Supreme Lord, Vishnu or Vasudev, Narayan, never becomes covered by Maya. We never see that Narayan ever falls down. He's achyuta. And he's always the controller of the material energy. Material energy, Maya, Maya Dakshena Prakriti, Suyate Sachara Acharam. Prakriti is his energy, whether acting in the spiritual world or in the material world. But she's under his direction, Maya Dakshena Prakriti. Whereas the living entities are under the control of Maya here in the material world. You see, living entities, although they may think themselves to be acting independently without any control, still, at every step they're forced. They have to breathe. They may say, well, I don't wish to breathe. I don't like this idea that I have to go through this. But they have to. Or they have to eat. Or they have to answer calls of nature. So in this way, they are always under control. They are subordinate. Whereas Vishnu, he's not forced. He doesn't have to breathe. He doesn't have to eat. He doesn't have to respond to any influence of nature. He can do whatever he likes. That is the difference between the individual living entities and Vishnu. It's said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the Lord has 64 qualities, and of those 64 qualities, Narayan has 60. So almost all the qualities of Krishna. Krishna personally has four more qualities, such as his unexcelled beauty, his flute playing, his associates, and his pastimes in Vrindavan. Those activities, even Narayan or Vasudev is not able to perform. When Krishna goes out of Vrindavan, that's not actually the original Krishna leaving Vrindavan, but it's Vasudev Krishna. Vrindavanam napadam nagachet. Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan, the original Krishna. Well, these different expansions of the Lord are relished by the devotees. Some devotees, they wish to associate with Narayan or Vishnu, and they like to go to Vaikuntha, where those different expansions have their planets. We see in the, if you look on the cover of this book, you will see different expansions. Pradyumna, there on the back left corner, Pradyumna. And then Aniruddha is there. And Narayan, Damodar, Sridhar, Trivikram, Hari, Madhusudana, Padmanabha, Vamana, Upendra, Nasinga, Rishikesh, Achyuta, Keshava, Purushottama, Trivikram, Sridhar, Damodar, Nara, Krishna. This way, these are all the Vaikuntha planets. And the one planet on the front cover in the middle there, that is Goloka Vrindavan. It is shaped like a lotus flower. This is described in Brahma Samhita, that it is a quadrangular hectagonal, six and the lotus flower, thousands of lotus petals. This planet is shaped like a lotus flower. It's another reason why we say he has lotus feet, because he's always situated in his lotus planet. So there are unlimited expansions of the Lord. Ete chang sakala pungsam Krishna stu bhagavan swayam indriyari vyakulam lokam vidyanti yuge yuge. But the source of all the incarnations is Krishna himself. He's the original Swayam Bhagavan. Even he's the source of Narayan. Narayano paro vyakta. Shankaracharya has said that Narayan existed before the creation, and that's true. However, Narayan is simply a portion of a portion of Lord Krishna.
You stated that Narayana was a portion of a portion. So I was wondering, what's the in-between portion that Narayana...
Balaram. Balaram's the first expansion.
Okay.
And from Balaram, he expands to Sankarshan.
Okay.
From Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasa. Then there's the second Chaturvyuha, another expansion of Sankarshan and the four. And then from the... one of the second quadruple expansions, then you have the three Vishnus, namely Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashai Vishnu, Shirodakashai Vishnu. And then from that Shirodakashai Vishnu, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramakpamanyo Govindamari Purusham Dhammahamaji Yami. Then from that Shirodakashai Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, come the other incarnations, such as Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha. They're all coming from him.
It is said that no one is equal or greater than the God, but we see there so many personalities of Godhead on the Vishnu Tattva level, and also his associates they're on his level also.
Are the associates on his level? Is that your question?
No. My question is, why he said that no one is equal or greater than him, but we see there are so many Vishnu.
But that's Vishnu. That's the same. He's still one. He's expanding himself. Not a different person. He just has the ability through yoga. He's Yogeshvara. He can expand himself into just like when he was, for example, when he married 16,000 queens. Now, he made them 16,000 palaces. But he didn't want to just have each wife have to wait for Krishna to come after 16,000 nights to be with them. You can imagine, the princesses were very happy to have Krishna as their husband, but they wouldn't be so happy if they knew, well, Krishna will come and spend one day with you after 16,000 days. That would be 50 years, approximately 45 years. They'd have to wait to see their husband one day. So no queen would like that. So rather, he expanded himself into 16,108 forms of Krishna. And he spent the whole time with each queen. And they were very happy. Krishna knows how to satisfy his devotees. Same thing with the gopis. They wanted to dance with Krishna, so Krishna expanded himself into many forms. But they couldn't see the other forms. The gopis could only see the one form that they were holding hands with. They couldn't see the other forms. Because otherwise they'd realize, hey, wait a minute.
As we looking at the back cover of the book, his question is, are there any new spiritual planets emanating from Goloka Vrindavan?
It's not necessarily new. Eternal. Lord, it's not that the Lord is creating new forms or even new living entities. The living entities are Aja. They're unborn. Ajo nitya shashvato yam parana nahanyate hanyamanis nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. As the Lord is eternal, then his living entities or parts and parcels, they're also eternal. And as the Lord's expansions, they're eternal. We're just coming on the scene after such a long time. We're coming on the scene, and we tend to judge everything by our material conceptions. Material conceptions are that everything has to have a beginning and an end. But the spiritual world, there's no beginnings and there's no ends. That's the real world, where there's no beginning and no end, no death. Which would you prefer? You like being in the place where there's death all the time? Bhakti Pramanda? Well, then you can give up this place and go back to the place, the Sanatan Dhamma, that's eternal. And everyone there is eternal. You can really make a friendship. Here in the material world, you make a friendship and it breaks after a few years. But there you can make friendships that last forever. They write songs about, I'll love you till the 12th of never and I'll love you forever and ever. But the fact of the matter is, here in the material world, that's not practical. We don't see people loving each other forever and ever. They forget all about the other person when they change their body. But that real eternal love is meant for Krishna. So love means eternal. And love is meant for Krishna. Other
questions? If Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, then why the residents of Vrindavan are feeling separation when he goes to Kurukshetra and Mathura?
Yes. That is part of his pastimes, that he apparently leaves, but he remains in his bhava expansion, so that they're always absorbed in his pastimes, and he's there with them, but not in the way that they think he's personally present. They're feeling his presence through his separation. So this bhakti or separation is even a higher stage of associating with the Lord. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were also following in the footsteps of the gopis in this mood. Hey Rad, hey Rajadevi, ke chalalite, hey Nanda Sunokuta, Goshantavi Sarvato Prajapate, ke Dai Mahavi Velo. The six Goswamis were always going around Vrindavan looking for Radha. Where's Radha? Where's Lalita? Where's Krishna? Are they at the hill of Govardhan? Are they at the Vamshivata? They're looking for Krishna and the gopis. That's the mood of separation. The gopis were all feeling separation from Krishna. He's left us. He went to Mathura, and now they call him Mathuranath. Mathuranath means the master of Mathura. And they were simply lamenting that he had left them, but their love for him increased. That's why Krishna sometimes does that. Even in our ordinary dealings, we see sometimes those who are very close, they may separate, or even on purpose, to increase the loving exchange. Some separation may take place.
I was just wondering that it says that Krishna's original form never leaves Vrindavan, so what form does he take when he goes to the battle of Kurukshetra? And what?
That's a Vasudeva feature.
It's a Vasudeva form?
Yeah. One of his, yeah.
I just read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya showed that it's only by this mood of separation from Krishna that we can realize him. Any other method is not bona fide. So how do we know our position, how we develop this mood?
We are developing this mood already because we're in separation from Krishna. We're not united with Krishna presently, but we're serving him in separation. And we're remembering him by chanting his name. The gopis were always chanting his names. Gopi bhava rasamritabdi la hari kalola magno muhur. And they had the mood of the gopis, and they were discussing his pastimes. Sometimes they were acting out different pastimes. They would even play the parts. They were so absorbed that they would play the dramas of Krishna's activities. One gopi would say that I'm Krishna, and another gopi would play the part of some demon, and these things are going on. This is transcendental madness in love for Krishna. When a person becomes mad thinking of the other person, he may start speaking to the person as if they were there. We see this at the time of death when a loved one says, oh, you've left me, but don't you remember? And he starts speaking to the person, but the person's already gone. But out of transcendental kind of madness, or maybe not transcendental, but out of some kind of madness, they're speaking to the person as if the person were still there. In the Bhagavatam also, there's many occasions when a king dies and his queens come and they start speaking to the body, as if the body were the person. What's the use of speaking to a dead body? But still, out of remembrance, out of love, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So this is the special qualification of the Goswamis. Lord Chaitanya taught them, of course, he is Srimati Radharani. She's always living in the mood of separation from Krishna. And the six Goswamis are her assistants. And all the devotees from the Goswamis, they have cultivated this mood of separation. The idea is we don't say, now I've seen Krishna, business is over. But the idea is they're always looking for Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.